As we make our way to the new year, we'll be looking back at the one passing and the incredible stories that captured our attention until the next one came. Shootings, hurricanes, fires. We're keeping an eye on the fires today in Southern California, but we've been wondering, how are the shepherds of Redwood Valley in Northern California? They were caught in those devastating October fires. They called friends at about 1 a.m. and said they were going to drive down their long, isolated driveway to flee. The next morning, Mom Sarah and 17-year-old daughter Cressa were found together in the driveway, burned but lucid. 14-year-old Kai was nearby. He had perished. Dad John somehow made it to the hospital. No one was sure how he got there. At the time, we spoke with Sarah's sister, Mindy Ramos. Both of the parents were heavily sedated. Cressa, the 17-year-old, had just had to have her legs amputated. Now, their story is very difficult to hear, but Mindy wanted to give this tender update. Mindy Ramos, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
But I know some tough news. People outside your area may not know. Cressa, your niece, the 17-year-old, did not make it.
No, she succumbed to her injuries on October 29th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They were doing a routine bandage change, and they noticed that she wasn't registering any pain. And so they did a scan, a CT scan of her brain, and found out that she her brain was dead, and it likely had been for a couple days. So.
Yeah. Horrific. So two children gone. Do the parents know?
Yeah. So John is much more advanced in his healing just because his burns weren't quite as severe as my sister's. So he's actually made it out of ICU, made it out of rehabilitation, and has been discharged from the hospital.
Oh, wonderful.
So he's walking and talking, and he has very clear memories of the fire. So we actually do know a little bit more now about how he was able to get to the hospital.
Well, can you tell us that? What is he saying?
Sure. Well, they fled the fire in two cars. My sister was in her car with the two kids and one of their dogs. And as they were going down, John was following in his truck with another dog. As they were going down the mountain, they just came to a wall of fire. And my sister knew that she couldn't drive through it. And so she hit the brakes really quickly. And John actually hit her car with his car. And as they were trying to back up, it got hot, so they had to jump out of the cars. Mm. And from what John recalls, they ran essentially like across the space of like, say, a living room. And when they looked back, the cars were engulfed in flames. Mm. And so at that point, they just really were running from the fire, running around in circles from one wall of flames to another. Everyone was terrified and burning. John actually saw his son. He knew that Kai had passed, and when he saw Kai fall is when John he actually had a little heart attack. When he came to, he saw that Cressa and Sarah were together. You know, whether they were alive or dead, they were together, and he felt he needed to go to his son. So he went to Kai, and he put his hand on him and said some words, but then knew he had to get down the mountain to get some help. Mm. He walked probably about a mile with very severe burns, mostly on his hands. And he walked all the way to the end of the driveway and found the EMTs.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to remember every detail. And being able to talk about it is really helpful, I know, for him. You know, my sister is still heavily sedated. She still has at least one more, maybe two more surgeries to go. So while she does know that her children have passed, it's not real clear what she remembers from day to day.
Thank God, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I mean, it drives home. You hear fleeing fire. You know, you can make it antiseptic, but it's, you know, it's a horror.
Yeah.
And
horrifying.
And now, you know, they lost the house, which you told us they'd built by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go to recover? I mean, what?
Well, right now he's staying here in Sacramento at the Kiwanis house so that he can be as close to Sarah as possible. My parents have a house nearby that he's also welcome to stay at, but he, you know, he has, as he says, he's got to learn how to carry on in this grief. and getting out in out of the hospital into the real world is going to give him that opportunity to kind of start feeling those emotions and how it's going to feel out here. As far as long-term, my parents are building a small, like 1,000-foot square home on their property in Redwood Valley that'll be accessible for Sarah and John if they choose to live there.
And you're doing this in part because of a community that's just responded so to this family. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have the generosity.com fundraiser that people responded to just immediately. And then even beyond that, people wanted to have sort of more tangible ways to show support. And so we have Holding Up Hope for the Shepherds, you know, bracelets and t-shirts and decals, things for the cars that they just, some friends back home started selling. It's comforting to be able to move around town back home and see everyone with these purple bracelets and know that everyone's still holding them in their hearts.
Yeah, we're going to make sure we link people up again. But John was a carpenter. You mentioned his hands.
Yeah, that's probably his biggest rehabilitation focus right now. He has the use of his hands. The grafting work that they did was exceptional. His hands look really good. But it's a process for him to gain back all the strength, and he works on it every day, all day. There's still quite a bit of pain to deal with as well.
Yeah. What happens? I mean, I'm thinking down the road. What happens when your home burns? Do they own the land? Do they ever want to go back there? I can't imagine going to that driveway.
Yeah, John doesn't think that he ever wants to set foot on the property again. You know, he knows the exact spot where his son died, and to cross that point on the driveway on a daily basis isn't something he can handle. His focus right now, he goes to see my sister every day. He tries to make her laugh every day. And just trying to find a way that the two of them can be happy and continue living is his focus. He's talked a lot about travel, you know, whatever they need to do to survive.
Yeah. What about you, Missy?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Two kids of your own?
Yeah. I've been well supported by a tribe of friends back home in Ukiah that have been taking care of my home and my children off and on for me. It's the holiday season, and my kids have had a rough go. I mean, they've lost their two cousins. It's been a difficult year for them in a number of ways, and I feel like I need to be home for the holiday season. So that means I'll be coming to Sacramento likely on the weekends to visit my sister. Yeah.
What do you all do? You can't unknow what you know about fire.
Even, you know, just the other day, I was watching my daughter's dance performance with my son, and they were using dry ice to make that misty effect. Mm-hmm. And my son thought it was smoke, and he was immediately alarmed. You know, and I explained it to him. And even in the ways that, like, the idea of fire can startle my sister, you know, like, they have a red digital clock in her hospital room, and that glowing red reminds her of a fire, so we keep it covered, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I guess I have a healthier fear of fire than I ever had before.
Yeah. And there's this gorgeous, beautiful area. Yeah, it's just gorgeous there that kind of turned on everybody.
Yeah. It's really hard to see. I mean, having grown up in Redwood Valley, the area that was most badly burned was my stomping ground. That's where we hung out when I was a teenager and just running around with friends. And it's really hard to see the burn scars on that valley right now and just the surrounding mountains and how, I mean, I try to keep faith. And one of the vineyards out there, one of the wineries, was saying that they were feeling hopeful that this next spring was going to be one of the most beautiful ones we ever had because of the, you know, the wildflowers that would be blooming after a fire like this. And I try to hold up that hope, but yet, like you said, it's like it turned on us. Yeah. The place that John and Sarah once went to for solace is now a horrifying place. I've been in a lot of shock since Cressa passed because it's just too much to fully process or understand.
Yeah. It just is unbearable. But there's a lot of people thinking about you, and I hope you feel that.
Yes, we do. We do.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mindy Ramos. Her sister and brother-in-law, Sarah and John Shepherd, were both severely burned and lost everything. Most unbearable, their two children, Cressa and Kai, in the October Northern California wildfires. We'll link you to support at hereandnow.org.